So when you have a, and I've seen it with acts with three-man records, all female acts and stuff, female front people, that there's a different perception, and it's kind of a shame. It's sort of a real shame that it's if a woman goes on stage with an instrument, a guitar or drums or something, that it's almost a novelty to people. Like, oh, isn't that cute? Mm-hmm. And that's really a shame that's kind of in 2014 still people's kind of a little bit of what's going on in the perception in the room. But I have to say, it's also the ultimate shame of it is that not just an novelty, is that almost girls have to try twice as hard,
right,
to really prove themselves. They don't have a free ticket or something like that. But in the end, you almost get something better than any other sort of everyday run-of-the-mill male musician, because they're really putting it into proving what's going on there,
yeah,
a lot of time, because they're sort of put in a position they have to.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the lesser-heard side of rock, a world consisting of album cuts and B-sides, along with a healthy dose of vinyl history and commentary, from the blues of the 30s to today's new releases. We have a lot to do, so let's get started. According to this week's teaser, both Hilary Duff and Jack White agree that the girl can rock. Although neither are normal Vinyl Garage material, you can't argue the sentiment. The ladies still today find it difficult to be taken seriously as a member of a band, especially as one that plays an instrument. This Vinyl Garage picks up where we left off last week and presents the ladies of rock from the 80s to today. Proof that Hillary and Jack were right. Starting with some 70s refugees, survivors of the Runaways, Cherry Curry, Lita Ford and Joan Jett all have released post-Runaway material.
ain't no big thing. Late for my job and the traffic was bad. Had to borrow 10 bucks from my old man. It ain't no big thing. I went to a party last Saturday night. I told you that story, it'd be alright. It ain't no big thing, but I know what I like. I know when I'm dancing with you, and I know what you like. I know you're back on a stardom.
she wanted to be alone. Oh, you can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood Boulevard. Some let you recognize, some let you hardly even heard of. People who work, suffer and struggle for fame. Some who succeeded, some who suffered in vain. Rudolph Valentino looks very much alive. Sadly pass him by. Avoid stepping on Bela Lugosi, because he's liable to turn and bite. But stand close by Betty Davis, because hers was such a lonely life. Well, you can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood. Doesn't matter who you are. And those who are successful, be always on your guard. You see, success walks hand in hand with failure on the Hollywood Boulevard. Well, you can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood.
Three with a post-Runaways career, Joan Jett was by far the most successful, with her second LP, I Love Rock and Roll, being huge, thanks in part to the title cut and surprisingly good cover of Tommy James' Crimson and Clover. We heard her cover of the Kinks' Celluloid Heroes, and that was from her 1990 LP, Hit List. The song also featured Ray Davies. But previous, Cherry Curry on her first solo excursion, 1980's Messin' with the Boys, a great rendition of the Raspberries' Overnight Sensation. And Lita Ford's biggest hit, Kiss Me Deadly, from 1988's Lita. A list of present and past members of the Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship, and Just Plain Starship would at times appear to fill a book, and Grace Slick's role at any one time would prove frustrating to document. But as of 1982's Winds of Change LP, she was a bona fide member of the Jefferson Starship, and thanks to her lead vocals on the title cut, scored the band their second top 40 hit from the LP.
Let's get it on the day.
You're listening to The Vinyl Garage. Don't touch that dial.
And
Originally known as Seafood Mama, the husband and wife team Rindy and Marv Ross would, in 1981, be best known as Quarter Flash. Their debut LP for Geffen Records would score them two big singles, Hard My Heart and Find Another Fool. We heard the latter. The next two cuts come courtesy of our friends of the North, Canadians Alana Miles and the band Toronto. Alana's debut self-titled LP scored her a number one for the cut Black Velvet, along with a Grammy for Best Female Rock Vocalist in 1990, plus three Junos. We heard Still Got This Thing, the third single from the debut. Then the band Toronto and What About Love, which 3 years later would become a huge hit for Heart, but circa 1982, the band decided not to release it. It's interesting to note how little Heart changed the song, seeming to emulate Toronto's arrangements and harmonies, word for word. 80s band Soraya was fronted by its namesake, Sandy Soraya, and its biggest hit, Love Has Taken Its Toll. Being from New Jersey, she was touted by her label PolyGram as the next Bon Jovi.
You're not so civilized. cowgirl in the candlelight. You think that's fair at your altar? Restraining orders one by one. And I sure hope that was your sister. I guess you misunderstood.
Is it just another waste of
They lasted only one LP, but it was big, scoring four chart placements, the biggest being The Warrior, which we heard. Band was Scandal and featured Patti Smyth as lead vocalist. She changed the spelling and pronunciation of her last name so as to not be mistaken for Patti Smith, who we heard on the Ladies of Rock Part 1 show. The band barely made it through their first tour without breaking up, thanks to internal problems. The Donnas come from Palo Alto, California, originally a high school band called the Electrocutes. They changed the band name and their individual names, each becoming a Donna, and the style of music, changing the heavy metal of the Electrocutes to a more classic rock sound. I Don't Want to Know is from 2004's Gold Medal LP, their last for Atlantic Records. The second band this show to feature family, the first being Quarterflash, is Hailstorm, formed in 1998, includes Lizzie and RJ Hale, a brother-sister team. We heard I'm Not an Angel from their 2005 self-titled debut. The next band has the distinction of being the longest-running all-girl band and having their name come from the B-side of a Paul McCartney single. The British band Girl School was formed in 1975 as Painted Lady, eventually taking their new name from the flip side of Wings' Mull of Kintyre single. Known mostly for their heavy metal material, the song A Love Too Far is a ballady departure from the norm. From their 15th studio LP from 2012, Anna Nancy Wilson, better known as Heart, contributes to the show with Mashallah from the album Fanatic, a back-to-their-roots type of record for the Wilson sisters. Thanks for joining this week's Vinyl Garage as we explore part two of The Girl Can Rock. Unfortunately, five decades in and the genre is still the minority in rock and roll, where they perform as part of the band. And lastly, before we go, I need to acknowledge an anniversary. Not a good one, though. This Monday, December 8th, marks 34 years since the assassination of John Lennon, which was coincidentally also on a Monday in 1980. 20 years of music canceled out by a 36-cent bullet. Avril Lavigne's version of Imagine closes the show. The Vinyl Garage can be reached at Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show or directly at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next week, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell. Above us on the sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard. Nothing to kill or die for. No religion to. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say for greed or hunger.
tragedy, confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City. John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous perhaps of all of the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival. Hard to go back to the game after that news flash, which in duty...
And the world will be as one.